In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I'm happy to be with you again. Just a question, quick question. We started something in the church a few days ago. What did we start? What did we start there? A few days ago we started something. Yeah. Fasting. Which fasting?
Christmas.
What do we call it?
Great Lent fast.
Not Lent. The Great Lent is that Easter. Ah. What is it? What do we call this fasting? What do we call this fasting? Ah, don't you know? What do we call this fasting? Sit down. It's the Advent. Advent fasting. The Advent time. So another question. How long is this Advent? How long do we fast? How long? Yeah. 50 days. 52.
No, it's 53.
33, huh?
53.
Until January 7th. Clever boy. He doesn't want to count. He gave me the conclusion. And I counted. They let me to count. How many days?
43.
53 or 40. There is nothing 43 or 53 or 52. 43. It's an odd number. Yes? It's an odd number. Why?
We learned about this in our Sunday school.
Why? Why 43? Tayyib, Beleshdi. Leave the 43. Why do we fast the Advent? What's the main reason? Yeah.
Be ready for Jesus'
coming. But why 40? Yeah. Why? There is something happened in the Old Testament and we, huh?
The 40 days, I forget. I know why it's three. Those are 3 days because of like 3 days. It's in the story of when they moved the mountain or something.
But let us start with the 40 and then go to the three. Huh? Who fasted 40 days in the Old Testament?
Moses.
Moses.
When he went to get the Ten Commandments.
Where is your mind today? Moses fasted 40 days. Why did he fast 40 days? Why? Huh? انت على طول كده? No. استنى شويه give a chance to the other. Why did Moses fast 40 days? Why? Huh? To receive the Ten Commandments. What is the Ten Commandments? What do we call the Ten Commandments? The laws of the Lord. Or what was written on the tablets? What was written in the tablets? The word
of God.
The word of God. Exactly. As Moses fasted 40 days to receive the word of God written on two tablets, then also we fast 40 days to receive the Complete the following sentence. As well, we fast 40 days to receive the word of God.
In heaven. On the Ten Commandments, to obey him.
I'll say it again. As Moses fasted 40 days to receive the word of God written on two tablets, we fast 40 days to receive the word of God? Huh?
Tablets.
What happened? What happened on Christmas?
Jesus was born.
Jesus was born. Who is Jesus?
Savior.
And?
God.
And?
Savior. Holy Spirit.
And? The word
of God.
Then we received the word of God incarnate, born. That's why we fast 40 days. We fast 40 days in the Advent because Moses fasted 40 days to receive the commandments of the Lord, which is the word of God. Now we fast 40 days to receive the word of God born, incarnate, not only written on tablets, but also manifested to the whole world as Son of God who came to save us and to be crucified for our sins. This is the 40 days. Then why the other 3 days? The answer is next week, inshallah, God willing. But let us know now, at least, that we fast in the Advent, 40 days to receive the word of God incarnate, born from the Virgin Mary on the Christmas day. Yes, Bishop.
Which 40 days? The first 40 days or the last 40 days?
Yani, the last 40 days.
For those 3 days, or do we start?
40 plus 3. Why plus 3? The answer next week.
Because of the story of when we fast, and I know my mountain.
Anta anduku wahda amal insisting to ask me, why does not that, or why we do not let the girls be deacons? But the girls cannot be deacons. They can be deaconesses, not deacons. But it is not essential to be deacons to wear the tunia and come here. We hear about Phoebe, she was deaconess. She used to have the epistles from the apostles to travel and give it to the cities and to the places to translate, to write, and also the girls have a very important role in the church to take care of everything on the altar, to take care of the vessels, to take care of the clothes, to take care of the books, to take care of everything. And also the girls memorize all the chants and share with us. But from the very beginning, when they ordained the 7 deacons, they did not ordain a girl or a lady among them. As well, when our Lord Jesus Christ ordained or selected his 12 disciples, he did not include his mother. Who is better than St. Mary? Who is better than St. Mary? Only God. But she is above every creation. But the Lord did not ordain her, neither priest nor deacon. So it is not essential to be deacon or deaconesses, but more essential to be spiritual or to be good mother to St. Mary, the mother of God. So we don't look at that as if it's a discrimination against the girls or the ladies. No, we look at it, everyone has his role in the family. We have the father, we have the husband, we have the wife, and we have the children. Everyone has his role in the family, but it doesn't mean that the father is above the mother, or the mother is above the father, or the husband above the wife, or the wife above the husband. Now?
They are one.
They are one, exactly. He is ready, yeah. He is ready. So yeah. Now, but I ask you, when we have any deacons lesson, all of you go and memorize, know how to read Coptic, how to chant in the church, and also share with the deacons, share with the congregation. The church does not share, say, in the liturgy book, deacons say, Maktub A, what's written? People chant, all of the church. Yes, the deacons lead that, but every one of the church must also sing with them or chant with them. Thank you for listening. Stand up for prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Because worthy to pray to you, thankfully, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil, Christ Jesus, our Lord, the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you. Amen.